what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
While there's no local sports going on at the moment, there's still plenty to talk about. We're gearing up for the winter season, which may just begin next week. We don't know. We're awaiting word from the governor's office. That won't prevent us from talking about the basketball season, which is not that far off, we hope. Joining us right now in the studio, we have Pinnacle boys basketball coach Ray Jones Jr. Coach Jones has joined us during his time with USU Eastern, just wrapped up his first season of baseball, and now we're gearing up for basketball. Coach, a pleasure to get you in. Thank you.
Man, it's good to be back.
As I mentioned, baseball, basketball, we'll talk about spring sports, I know, down the road, but let's start with baseball. You just wrapped up your first year as a baseball coach. Now you transition into basketball, and while we're at a standstill, I'm sure that the baseball season was beneficial to you because not only did you get to know the kids, but you got to, it was an introduction to 1A athletics.
Yeah, man, that introduction to it is super important. I mean, coming from college to being able to do high school, there's so many differences. And once again, to build the relationship with those kids and play baseball and coach them, that was huge headed into basketball season because I got to know them all, and we got a great group of kids.
As far as looking at talent, I know you're coaching baseball, but in the same time, you're a basketball guy. So when you're out there on the baseball field, are you thinking about basketball? Like, okay, I could use this kid in this spot. This kid's going to look really good out of this particular defensive set. Are you thinking about that when you're playing baseball?
Man, that's a funny question. I get that a lot. Actually, I really did try to tap in because I kind of tried to stay where I was at and really mentally put the baseball guys in the position to be the most successful. I spent a lot of time studying the game of baseball. Like, I played as a kid, and that was actually my favorite sport, my best sport. But I didn't do it for a long time, so I had to revisit a lot of the things that I didn't even get up to. So I spent a lot of time in the rule book. I spent a lot of time watching Major League Baseball games, picking brains of people. I mean, even from the college coaches. I mean, Kirk and Scott. And I mean, I was just asking question after question to everybody I could. But there was always that thought in the back of my mind, like, man, he could block some shots for us. Like, you know, anyway, we got like 3 6-footers. Like, what are we doing here? You know, so it was always that dynamic. But I really did try to stay in the moment.
Well, one of the things that, and I can't wait to get your thoughts on this, because one of the things that you and I have talked about for the last 3 years at the junior college level is defense, 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 defense. And one of the things that is apparent to anyone who has ever watched even a game of 1A basketball, they don't play a lot of defense. It's high-scoring affairs. A lot of people are entertained by that. A lot of people love going to 1A games because they're going to see the final score in 32 minutes. You'll see a team put up 80, and they'll win a game 82-70. That's not Coach Jones basketball at all. And so, really, my first question to you is, when you get the kids out on the court, and I know we're stopped right now, but you have had an opportunity to get these guys on the court defensively, what are you seeing that you're going to be able to do this upcoming year?
Man, I think we have athletes. We've got size. We've got guys that can move. I think once they can internalize the principles that I'm implementing, I think they're really going to find that defense is so much fun because everybody likes to shoot. Everybody likes to score. Everybody likes to run transition. But what especially I think the younger generation doesn't understand is that a lot of the best high-powered offenses come from a strong defensive principle, because if you get it off the rim, it's a lot faster than getting it out of the net, taking it out. And once you can suffocate a team and they start to lose their ability to score, you actually put them at a handicap. And that's what I think these guys will start to find that they love the most. And that's what I'm excited about, is that we can run and we can do the things that they want to do for fun, but let's get down and get to the nitty-gritty on defense.
Yeah, when defense creates offense, it's a completely different game.
Most fun thing in the world, yeah. Run and gun then.
Yeah. Yeah. Coach, what are some of the things you want to implement defensively? Have you thought about different sets? I mean, do you keep it simple? I know you got a lot of seniors on this year's team, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But how simplistic or how complex do you make this?
I think that'll be a learning curve for me. For the first year at high school, at the 1A level, you know, I come from a 6A high school when I played basketball. And a lot of the principles we learned in middle school. Like, we were learning them as we came up. So coming in and implementing some of the things, and I believe Eric Hansen probably implemented some of the same things. I mean, there's obvious things like help side, and you know the terms. Everyone knows the terms. But I think when they see the attention to detail that I put into it, and when it's stop, start, where are you at? Why are you not on the line? Why are you in the gap? They're going to start to understand how serious I take the defensive end. So I think it'll be a lot of the basics. It'll be, you know, gap defense. It'll be getting to help side. It'll be pressuring the ball. It'll be if a guy can't dribble right-handed, then we're going to force him that way. Like, it'll be simple things like that that they might not have ever thought about, but it'll give them an advantage.
As far as the levels, as you just mentioned, you played 6A high school, you coached JUCO basketball, you played JUCO basketball, you played D1 basketball. But when you look at 1A, I always tell people this all the time, don't be fooled by the 1A tag. Like, you see some really good 1A schools. You saw this in baseball. I mean, there are some very, very talented 1A schools that can compete with 2 and 3A schools. So don't let the 1A tag fool you.
No, you better come out there and try to win a game, Vince. We have some talent. Like I was talking to you earlier, I mean, even in baseball, man. I mean, our pitchers and some of the guys we had hitting, I'm going, man, like, these kids could play some college ball if they really get their heads right and they get the grades and they keep attacking it the way that they need to. Some of these kids can do something, and I think that's important that we understand that. And that's the approach that I take to this. I don't look at them as, y'all, we're at a 1A school. I go, y'all ball players? Can y'all play ball? All right, then let's work at it, okay? I'm going to treat you like pros. All right, let's work, okay? And then that's where we'll go from there.
Again, Coach Ray Jones, our guest right now with the Pinnacle Boys Basketball Squad coach. The seniors, you got a large group of seniors, and I think this is great for you in your first year. Typically, we talk about building teams, team one, team two, team three. You have a chance with seniors who are physically mature, right? Physically, mentally, they should be mature by this point in time as well. So for your first year, I think it gives you an advantage having this many seniors, being able to implement things. Younger kids are going to be able to dissect what you're using these seniors for right now. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that even Mark, the AD at Pinnacle, has talked to me about. He's like, it's going to be a process. We're glad that we have this many seniors, but even with this, we're going to try to start to get the middle school kids on board with the things that we're doing, even in their thing. And then that way, by the time they get to me, they already have the basics, so we can move right ahead. But with the seniors, I mean, it's going to be a little bit of a learning curve for them as well with things that I'm doing. And I think the fact that they're physically ready is great. But I think when we put that with the mental aspect of basketball, anyone who ever played basketball knows that it's probably 70-80% mental. It's knowing what to do besides just doing it. And so I think that'll be a learning curve from it. And we've seen some frustration from them already and the things that they're having to pick up. But I noticed that they picked it up fairly fast, and that's what I was most impressed with. They had their 20-minute pouting session, you know, they had the 30-minute pouting session, and it's like, all right, but now do you get it? And they're like, yeah, this is way better. I get it. And so that's what I'm most excited about, is their ability to learn.
Your frustration's okay.
Yeah, get frustrated. Yeah. Throw you a little fit. That's fine, yeah, man. But get it right, and let's keep going.
Coach, as far as the stoppage, things are moving along. You know, I know we didn't have any tryouts for Carbon and Emory, and we've talked to coaches there. How frustrating is it to get to basketball season, get past baseball, go through these, you know, these weeks of leading up to basketball, and then right before, we're just stopped? How
man,
frustrating is it?
Deflated, man. When I got the call that we were pushing it back, I was heartbroken. I got like text messages from my players, and they were just like, Coach, I'm about to cry. I was like, I feel you, because that's all. I mean, we have baseball players, obviously, and a lot of them take baseball really serious. But somewhere, I don't know why it is like this, but basketball seems to be the main thing that they really, really were looking forward to doing. And the fact that it is like on pause is kind of disheartening. But like I said, I mean, opinion either way on it, it's the facts. You know, we're postponing it, whether you believe it's the way that it should be or not. It's just the fact that we are postponed, and that's disheartening. So whatever comes, you know, we can always hope for the best, but we'll see what we get. And until then, we prepare in the ways that we can, according to the governor, and the ways that we got to move about it.
You're unique in a sense because we didn't have baseball for the 2A, 3A, 4A, 5A levels. We didn't have it. They canceled it in the spring. And so you actually had to go through an entire season following the guidelines for baseball. And you made it. You made it through an entire season. Mm-hmm. how is it so much different than basketball? And in your mind, is it plausible to get through a basketball season with the guidelines that we had to go through for baseball?
Man, that's a difference. Baseball is a naturally socially distanced sport. I mean, you got a right fielder that's, I don't know, an infinity away from the center fielder who's an infinity away from the left fielder. You know, the only times you're going to really be at a disadvantage is in the dugout. But with basketball and, say, a wrestling, it's two of the most contact sports that you can have. I mean, there's not a time on the court, really, where you're just going to be super far away from anybody. And, I mean, it's so hard to regulate how to protect people from getting any type of thing when you're rubbing bodies and breathing in people's face and coughing in people's faces. That's basketball.
Sharing a ball?
Yeah, sharing a ball.
Position.
Yeah, every single possession. One ball. You know, baseball, you can switch balls in and out, Lysol it, do this thing. Basketball, you got this one ball that we're going to play for a full game. And so I mean, by the grace of God, maybe we can do it. We made it through baseball, but basketball is going to definitely be, if we can do that one, that's going to be great. I hope for the best. And so I don't like to put any pessimism in it because we all know the reality, but I would love to make it through a season.
And plus, awesome. We play indoors, too. That matters as well.
That matters huge, too. So, like I said, the social distance aspect of it is almost non-existent. We can put things in place to aid that, and you've seen it with the NBA. You've seen it with different colleges, you know, where it's a certain amount of fans, where you're telling some people are like no fans, you know, and, you know, you can temperature check. You can try to get tested. You can do all these things. And, I mean, these are proven ways to help. But are they foolproof? No. You know, is there a one size fits all for this thing? No. But we can do the best that we can. And I know for sure at Pinnacle, that's what the staff and the principal, Ms. Hardy, I mean, they are on top of this and they have been diligent. And that's something I can respect, is that they have followed through what they said they'd do.
Coach, it's always a pleasure. Once again, thank you for the time, and I know we'll do it again real soon.
Now, always good to see you, Jordan.
Great stuff, as always. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we return, we're going to talk college football, gearing up for a big week. In fact, the Utah Utes will make their debut tomorrow night right here on KOAL against the USC Trojans. College football talk's coming up next right here on Drive Time Sports.